Now, Teresa, how are you?
Hi, Colm, how are you?
Teresa's manager of Bethany House in Longford. Tell us exactly what Bethany House does.
Okay, Colm, there's two services in Longford which are homeless services, yeah, and they're part of St Vincent de Paul. One is Bethany House, which you've just mentioned, and it's a women's emergency accommodation. Mm. And we cater for women and children who are out of home at a time of crisis. So that could be domestic violence or financial difficulties or whatever the crisis is in their lives. So they will come to our service with their children. We also have a men's emergency accommodation, which deals with homeless men. And again, it's at a crisis time. Now, I want to stress to people, it's not any particular person from any walk of life. This is right across the board. We would have had professional people coming to our service also. And both services are open 24 hours a day, 52 weeks of the year.
One of the things, again, in the last number of days, obviously that appalling situation in the Phoenix Park with that homeless man.
That's right.
Who was murdered in an awful way. And also the figures that came out this week about the amount of homeless people, it's at the highest ever, sleeping on the streets.
That's correct.
And men in particular. I mean, why are these numbers? Is it a direct result of the recession? Is it people out of work? Is it people who just have nowhere to turn to?
Yeah, it's a number of issues, Colm. Like our service in Longford St Martha's would be full occupancy nearly all of the time, you know, and all year round. That seems to be the situation. It may be that maybe there's not enough homeless services to cater for people, you know, to give them a bed for the night or for whatever length of time that they need, you know.
Again, I remember last year we went out and we went on one of the, with the Simon community going around and just the super run, basically.
Yeah.
And speaking to quite a number of homeless people, and one of the concerns for them was not going into some hostels because they felt that the environment was a little bit scary for them. And I suppose that's something that you have to keep an eye on as well.
Yeah, it is, and I suppose people have this perception of hostels, and I'm not taken from the cities or anything, but I suppose in the country areas the hostels are different than in the city areas. They would be more like a home away from home, you know, and that's not being disrespectful to the other hostels in the cities. Obviously, there's a larger numbers of people using those services, so I think people have a perception too of homeless services and, you know, that they have this issue, a thing about drugs and all this sort of thing. But it is not all of them that's like that. Mm.
Have you seen an increase on the knocks on the door, basically, in the last number of years? Let's say
since the
financial collapse. You're right at the in the trenches. You're right on the front line.
We are indeed, And I mean, between both hostels, we would provide 30 beds per night. That's women and children and men, obviously. And there is a huge increase.
What's Christmas Day like in the hostels? You've been there for the last 8 years.
We're here 10 years, actually.
You've been there Christmas Day.
We're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year, Colm. So
have you been yourself there every Christmas Day?
I've been here since the day it opened. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I have been. I'm one of the first staff, and the men's accommodation has been opened. It's open since 1996, so that's 17 years in operation.
So tell me what Christmas Day is like in Bethany.
I'll tell you what Christmas Day is like. And it is, I'd just like to stress, it has been made much happier since the Toy Appeal has started for the women and children that use their service, and also for the men.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic on Christmas morning. If I could take a snapshot and send it to everybody who has donated toys to the Toy Appeal on Christmas morning, they would give themselves a pat on the back and say, look, that's why I did it. It's just fantastic on Christmas morning when the kids open their presents and see that Santa hasn't forgotten them. Just because they're not at their own address, because they're in a different place, that the toys are still there waiting for them. And just to see the smiles on their faces. Wow. And not just them, but the mams as well.
I suppose just for that day, it removes maybe a lot of the issues that they know they're going to have to deal with in 48 hours. But just for one single day, it's family, and that's what it's all about.
That's what
isn't
it's about. Yeah. And Colm, can I just stress, it's not just the women and children, because in the men's accommodation, you know, we would have men, young men, that's under the 25-year bracket, who was on a low social welfare payment, who really wants to give their kids the toys they want at Christmas, and that's what they deserve. But unfortunately, due to financial restraints, they're not able to do that. So it's great for them to be able to bring toys to their kids, to be the daddy they want to be, and possibly give toys that they never got themselves as children.
I think what's interesting as well, and is that you will have witnessed people who knock at the door looking for help, who maybe 5 or 6 years ago were helping.
Absolutely, and we've seen that in the last few years, where women and would have came with toys, you know, at Christmas time, and they're now asking, is there any way that you can help us?
Do you manage to get a bit of turkey and ham on Christmas Day?
Oh, yeah. Well, in the accommodation here in Bethany House, we leave it as normal for people as possible. So they're independent. They have their own apartment, so they cook and clean for themselves, the same as if they were at home.
Yeah.
But on Christmas Day, the staff decide that we give the mams a day off, and we would cook the Christmas dinner.
Well done.
And then the next door, the lads get their dinner anyway. So that's part of the programme in the men's accommodation, you know.
And will you spend the day, Christmas Day, down there?
I would be in. What we do is it rotates with staff on Christmas Day. So the women and children that's here and the men next door will see all of the staff on Christmas Day.
Mm.
So we'll take it in turns.
Oh,
and, you know, we'll do get the prep work done and get the dinner ready for the women and that. So it's a team effort, Colm, I suppose. That's fair to say. You know, and we're extremely lucky with the team we have in both services.
So for you, what do you get from Christmas Day then?
I get pure joy when I see those children, those women and children on Christmas morning and see how happy they are for even, as you say, for that short period of time.
Mm.
That just says to me, this is what it's all about. It's pure job satisfaction, to be honest with you.
I think that's brilliant. Absolutely. Mm. I think that must be just an amazing sensation and feeling. And I know that everybody wants to be at home with their family. But as you said, if you could bring a snapshot of that into homes for like 5 minutes and say, look, see what you did when you clicked an SVP, when you brought that toy down, that's what you actually... It'd be wonderful, actually. I know it's difficult to say, but let's say somebody donated a particular toy and then they were able to see who actually got the toy and how much joy they got from that.
Well, you know, just when you say that, Colin, we would have had a situation where a family had decided that they had a few extra pounds and they wanted to pick a family that was within our service so they could supply toys for the children.
Mm.
So they asked exactly what did those kids want for Christmas. So the list was given and we said, look, we appreciate, you know, it's a big list. Whatever you can do will be great. They got all of the toys on the list. And all they had asked for is if they could have a photograph, if the family are willing to give a photograph on Christmas morning so we could post that back to them.
Wow.
And, of course, the mam said, absolutely, delighted. So we post back a thank you card with the picture of the children and all the toys. And, by the way, Colm, Santa arrives at 7 o'clock here on Christmas morning.
Does he?
Oh, brilliant. He does, yeah, every Christmas. Every
I can imagine the excitement.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. So Sandy was in that photograph as well.
That's great. Listen, amazing work. And there are 11,000 volunteers around
Absolutely.
The country.
And, you know, we really couldn't run any of the St. Vincent de Paul services without all of the volunteers that's involved. I mean, they're just a fantastic bunch of people. But a huge thank you to everybody who donates to the toy to the toy appeal, and especially to all of your colleagues and yourself as well, Colm. It's just fantastic, the work that you're doing.
Well, if there was anyone out there sort of going, I don't know if I will, I won't, I know, maybe I'll just buy a packet of cigarettes for myself. Well, just talking to you, Teresa, I think hopefully we'll have changed our opinion, because it's certainly, even just speaking to you now, I mean, I can see that magic on Christmas Day in Bethany House.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Long may it continue. Thank you very much for taking the call.
Not at all. Thanks yourself, Colin.
Take care of yourself.
God bless.
Happy Christmas, and happy Christmas to everybody down
and
there.
And the
well.
Same to you on all at 2FM.
Okay, thanks, Teresa. Teresa, the manager of Bethany House in Longford. God, that gets you, doesn't it? That'll make a grown man cry. It would. It actually would, because that's what Christmas Day is all about. It really is. That's amazing stuff. Listen, get on to svp.ie. Just if we've pulled at the strings of your heart just now, well, get on to svp.ie right now and donate. Click online, svp.ie. Get down to Super Queen or Super Value. That's the old Bob Geldof thing there. It always kicks in when Charlie comes around. Get down to your local Super Value and Super Queen stores right around the country, right up to December 13th, and buy a toy, okay? And please donate, because there are so many families that actually are relying on you and me. And Santa's relying on us as well. Okay?